So first question, the thermal break between the ribs. So I think what he's talking about is the exterior skin's aluminum. The ribs are aluminum. The interior skin is aluminum. And aluminum happens to be a great heat sink. Means it conducts heat or cool through. And if you're going to go from exterior skin to the rib to the interior skin, it's just going to be like touching the inside of the outside wall or something. So he wants to put rubber in between there. He's wondering if that's a value.
Anything is a value in there. I know one of our clients, I think his, we talked about this maybe a year or two ago, his son, I think, is some kind of thermodynamics specialist or something. I'm not sure what. But anyway, he knew a lot about this. And what he had told me was that literally a strip of masking tape would make a difference. Basically saying that, you know, anything at all to break that. Obviously, if there's a greater insulation value between the two, it's going to make a bigger difference. But if anything at all in there will make a difference. So the part of the problem with the Airstreams, though, is that, you know, if you're reusing the original skins, depending on the thickness of the break that you put in there, is going to step the skins in ever so slightly. And it may not be a problem sort of on many of the holes. When we put the skins back in, we use the original holes with, you know, pop rivets and stuff. But as the skins wrap around the ceiling, well, if the skin has been pushed in by, you know, a 32nd of an inch, sooner or later that sort of it's a cumulative problem. And not that it's impossible, but it's going to require more drilling. How's that? And to get it to all work. Not to mention the fact it might create a bit of a problem just finding the original holes where it might work. Because usually we will go in with the Clayco's when we're putting skins back in. And of course, you're dealing with these giant panels. And you want to try and find a few holes that line up. And then you know everything else is going to line up. But if you've got a thermal break in there that's that really there's no holes available there, things are not going to go in exactly as they were. Not that that's impossible to rectify. I'm just saying it would make life a little bit more difficult.
I like the idea of the tape because I'm thinking, Marv suggests this rubber. You know, the whole monocoque design, everything, those rivets, you know, everything's pulled in tightly as you build it. And I'm just wondering is if you put it together, you got the rubber in there, everything's solid at the start. What happens is, what would happen is as you tow this thing down the road, everything shifts and buckles, and over time it deteriorates and wears, and that piece starts to crumble inside. And now you have this gap because the rivets aren't going to like take up that gap. They're not going to re-tighten, you know. So I don't know if that seems like over time, and it could be a long period of time, having something in there as a barrier that has an opportunity to break down would be more of a problem. Now, just having, like you said, like a piece of tape, I think that would be okay because that's not really that thick. I don't know.
Right. Well, I think, you know, remember we talked like maybe a few months ago on the, because we were working on the mobile glide when the shop was shut down, and I found this, well, actually one of my employees suggested it, this sort of roof flashing coating, this clear goop that you could buy at a mobile home service place. And I, because it wasn't very expensive, it was like $30 a gallon or something, and it looks like that. It looks like that stuff, you know, that the guy on the TV makes a boat out of screen doors and then coats it with this goop and then shows them zooming across the Everglades or whatever.
Yeah.
It looks sort of like that stuff.
Flex, you know,
it's really thick. Yeah, there you go. It's clear and it was really thick. Anyway, I bought a gallon of this roof flashing stuff.